From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Israel and Jordan have agreed on specific steps, including video monitoring, to reduce tensions that have led to violent clashes in Jerusalem's holy sites, sacred to both Jews and Muslims. Speaking in Amman, Jordan, Saturday, where he met with Jordan's King Abdullah and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, Kerry said all the violence and incitement to violence must stop and that leaders must lead. Kerry has met in the past 3 days with all the parties to the Israeli-Palestinian dispute, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He says all the leaders have pledged themselves to end the violence and that he sees that a first step towards broader agreements. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Moscow wants Syria to prepare for parliamentary and presidential elections, and he indicated that his government will take firm action to move that process forward. Speaking on Russian state television Saturday, Lavrov said the Kremlin is intensifying its drive to convert its increased clout with Damascus into a political settlement. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he would welcome Russia's help in the fight against Daesh or ISIS, if appropriately directed.
The United States, I want to emphasize, welcomes support in the fight against Daesh. And if Russia intends to join in that fight, we welcome a constructive role. But targeting moderate fighters doesn't hurt Daesh. It makes it easier for Assad to continue brutalizing the Syrian people.
Reacting to Lavrov's statement, the Western-supported Free Syrian Army rebel fighters said that Russia must stop bombing them before talking about helping them. From Washington, you are listening to VOA News. Hurricane Patricia came ashore as the strongest storm ever in the Western Hemisphere on Friday. Now inland over northern Mexico, it has slowed to a Category 1 storm with sustained winds of about 55 kilometers an hour and bringing heavy rainfall, causing some flooding and mudslides. There have been no reports of fatalities, serious injuries, or major damage in the area where Patricia made landfall on Friday as a powerful Category 5 hurricane. In Ivory Coast, more than 6 million voters are expected to take part Sunday in the first round of the presidential election. As campaigning ended on Friday, another candidate pulled out of the race, claiming conditions are unfair for anyone challenging President Alassane Ouattara. Emily Yobe reports for VOA from Abidjan.
Six contestants are now left trying to thwart incumbent President Alassane Ouattara's bid for a second term. Sunday's vote is seen as an important test for the country, following post-election violence 5 years ago that left at least 3,000 people dead. Here in Abidjan, the commercial capital, the State Electoral Commission has erected giant billboards exhorting everyone to vote. Some opposition candidates do not believe the elections will be free and fair. Former Prime Minister Charles Konan Bani pulled out of the race on Friday.
Les élections présidentielles qui sont censées se tenir.
He says the presidential election was tarnished by irregularities even before the first vote could be cast, and that this unfair process is what prompted him to withdraw. Results of Sunday's ballot are expected within 48 hours. Emily Yop for VOA News in Abidjan.
Four women suicide bombers blew themselves up near the city of Maiduguri in northeastern Nigeria on Saturday, authorities said. This after security guards challenged them and tried to carry out a search. Nigerian authorities said a fifth person was also killed and 10 others wounded by the blasts, which appears to be the latest in a string of attacks by the Boko Haram Islamist extremist group. Pope Francis appeared on Saturday to criticize ultra-conservatives after bishops ended a three-week gathering that softened the church's doctrine on divorcees but maintained its strict line towards homosexuals. In a speech at the synod, the pope said church leaders should confront difficult issues, quote, fearlessly without burying our heads in the sand. The Islamic State militant group has claimed responsibility for a series of blasts in Bangladesh Saturday that killed a teenage boy and disrupted a religious procession by thousands of Shiite Muslims in the capital. Dozens of other people were wounded during the attack in Dhaka, where worshippers gathered to mark the annual festival of Ashura, a sacred occasion for Shiites.
That's the latest world news from VOA.